Auto Press, episode 33, Larry Bird.
Larry Bird?
Yeah.
I didn't know it. I wouldn't have known that was his number.
Oh, man.
At all.
That doesn't surprise me. With some of the, the other day we got on a text chain, you didn't know who Pearl Jam was.
Well, that's, be nicer. I mean, I'm sure I would have known one of their songs, but if you had played like five songs, yeah, I wouldn't have been able to play one.
Pearl Jam.
I thought Pearl Jam was the last song you played in our podcast last week, too.
That's very true.
Yeah. I also thought yesterday was Sunday.
Yeah, in the same text chain, somebody sent out something about the USAM about Spencer Ralston, and JP's like, oh, man, I thought that started Monday.
Yeah.
And I said, today is Monday. And then JP said, I'm so confused.
Yeah, that happens from time to time.
And this was at night. This was not Monday morning.
I know. I just got a little backwards. I played a golf tournament this weekend. Just got a little backwards.
This was 9 o'clock Monday night.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Spencer Ralston, though, he's in a good position to make match play at the USAM.
Is he finished now?
No, he's got like 8 holes left. They suspended play due to darkness.
They started playing some more.
Yeah, then they suspended play due to darkness at 8 o'clock, which was what I was going to say until you interrupted me.
He's only got 3 holes left.
They started again after suspending play?
Yeah. He's got three.
They suspended it at like 4 o'clock for weather.
Sorry, Spencer has 2 holes left, and he is 1 over for the tournament, which is T12.
Well, then I was wrong on how many holes he had left, but I was right that they suspended play at 8 p.m. Look. It says it right there.
You said he had 8 holes left.
Well, maybe that was during the first rain delay.
Anyway. Spencer is looking good to make match play. And so that'll give us something to keep up with this week. Hopefully he can make a run.
Yeah, that'd be great. That Ash K. Batia is going to make it too. He's in at +4. A lot of good big names made it. Right up the road in Pinehurst. Check it out. They have it on TV.
Yeah, cover starts tomorrow. I think it said it may be 4 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, tomorrow's the 14th. Okay.
Tomorrow's Wednesday.
Yeah. All right.
The 14th of August.
Yeah, we got it.
So I guess you didn't see much of the Northern Trust Open.
I didn't see any of it. I had both tee times for my tournament were in the afternoon this weekend. So I missed all the Northern Trust.
Well, you didn't miss a whole lot.
No.
It was very, very boring. I felt like they just tried to create drama, and Patrick Reed won. And I did think, and I'll be interested to see if anybody else had the same view, when Patrick Reed made maybe a 2.5-3 footer on 18, it was the weakest ovation.
Really?
Like, for anybody. It was pitiful. I mean, it sounded like, I don't even know what it sounded like. It sounded like the other, like, 4 people. Like nobody seemed happy. And then your girl Amanda Baleonis interviews him, and he talked about how the crowd got him going, and they were behind him and cheering for him, Captain America, and all this. So he fooled himself into thinking they were pulling for him.
He's been pretty good at fooling himself for a while, I feel like. I mean, there's not many people out there that do like him besides his wife, who's clinically insane.
I just felt like there was not much crowd support behind him, and that was one of the things that he really harped on in his interview.
Yeah.
There's no drama. Like, only 4 people moved. You know, they've changed the playoffs all around. 4 people moved in and 4 people moved out.
Matthew Wolf's out.
Matthew Wolf was out. Harold Varner moved in. Trying to think who else, but literally they showed up on the screen and it was 4 people. But then the other thing I saw is that people were mad. They were like, okay, so Patrick Reed's now ahead of Rory. because the points are worth
really
a lot more. But okay, this is the playoffs. Like, it kind of starts over in the playoffs.
Yeah,
in every other sport.
Do they still do a reset for the playoffs, or do they just do the net event at East Lake?
They're just doing a net event this year.
Okay.
But now Patrick Reed is number two, Rory's three, Brooks is one. But people were mad that Patrick Reed's ahead of Rory. But, hey, it's the playoffs. I mean, if the guy can't, I don't know what Patrick Reed started. I think he started 50th maybe, and he moved up to two.
Oh, that is kind of crazy.
But it's the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, we're like you said, not this week, but next week, we're going to have a net event to determine the champion.
I want to enter it. Sam Kuvion's, he'll be happy because that'll be the first net event in Georgia, probably. Right?
Definitely in the history of the PGA Tour. We don't play a whole lot of net events at Chattahoochee.
No. But that's interesting. I didn't look at all the renewed points. I mean, to go from 50 to second, I don't care if it is the playoffs. It's hard to do. You don't jump from 50 to second for winning a major, you know?
But I don't know. I like the volatility. But is like I'm saying, as volatile as it is, four guys moved in and four guys moved out.
With Matthew Wolff missing the cut and not advancing, does that take him out of the running for the President's Cup?
Probably. I mean, he was going to have to do something pretty crazy, I think, to even be considered, really. And if he'd won one or two of those events.
Does Tiger Woods
Tiger does not need to play in the President's Cup.
Does that take him out of the President's Cup?
He should.
They should remove him as a captain.
I said last week that he had mailed it in and you needed to give up on him this year.
Yeah. Well, I
was wrong. I was right on that. I was wrong on other things.
I heard an interesting conspiracy theory the other day from a friend of mine. I really don't know if I want to get into it because it's just a whole deep dive thing, but I will
anyway. Don't get too deep.
He's saying, he's wondering, like, the Masters is secluded from the PGA Tour, right? They're their own event.
Mm-hmm.
They don't drug test. So he's thinking Tiger was all doped up on pain meds, playing the Masters. Then he took a month off to get it all out of his system, came back, and now he can't play.
Has he been chewing gum other than when he was at the Masters?
I never remember.
I don't think he has.
No. So, who knows? I mean, he was walking really slow and weird.
He had it all figured out.
Could be some truth to it.
Well, now his back, what he played one round, and he didn't even tee off Friday last week.
Early in the week, I mean, he had played a pro-am or a practice round just walking around with a putter. He didn't even hit a full shot.
Man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why I think he's on site at the BMW from what I've seen. I don't know that he's played yet.
Yeah,
this week.
He was on site. He plays a pro-am tomorrow, like 7 a.m. It's at Medina.
Mm-hmm.
He's done pretty good there.
Side of the 1999 PGA.
Yeah. But there's no cut this week, right?
No, only 70 guys.
So he's guaranteed four rounds.
If he can make it.
Do you think he plays four rounds?
No.
I really didn't want to talk about him this week. I'm so mad. Friday when I saw that update that he had withdrawn, pissed me off more than anything.
Than it should have?
Yeah. Like,
why? He shot like... he was probably going to miss the cut anyway.
It just really affected my day. Like, a lot.
I don't know why.
Because I'm tired of this roller coaster we ride on where he makes a comeback and he's okay and...
look,
I'm healthy, but I'm just old, and then he wins the Masters, and we think he's going to have a great year, and he's made one cut since the Masters.
The Memorial. Yeah, that's right. I was trying to think.
I mean, he's only played five tournaments, but still, it's just way too much of a roller coaster for me.
You know, I think he won the Masters, and that kind of was what he really wanted to do, is come back and win one more major.
So why didn't he just retire?
Because he can't.
Why not?
Because he's going to go to Japan in a few months and like get a $2 million appearance fee and then play in a skins game.
It doesn't matter to him. $2 million doesn't matter to Tiger Woods.
He's going to Japan to play in a golf tournament.
He'll withdraw from that.
Well, the other interesting thing before we get into the Korn Ferry stuff, did you see any of Bryson DeChambeau's?
I saw a lot of that stuff all over Twitter, and people were going after
Holy
him.
Holy cow.
Justin Rose went after him. Brooks made comments.
If you didn't see it, somebody tweeted out a video of Bryson, I believe it was on Friday, where he had an 8-footer that maybe would have broken a ball to the right.
Yeah.
Like a ball outside left. It took him, like, I think Twitter's videos can be 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and he barely putted it.
The ball was still rolling.
I mean, right. you had Justin Thomas over there with his head in his hands, and then he's pointing to an imaginary watch. Fleetwood looked furious. And, I mean, just obscene. And so then his press conference, I don't know, that may have been Thursday, but then he had a press conference, Bryson did, and it sounded like somebody was kind of leading into a question about that, and he just said, all right, I'll just address it. I'll go ahead and address slow play. And he kind of said that part of the problem is the caddies can't keep up, that he walks really fast, and sometimes he goes over the 40 seconds, but it's not that very it's not very often, and it was the weirdest rant. And then he talked about how they played with Stevie Williams at, like, Bay Hill, and see how fast that round was. It's like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, that's weird.
And he was blaming everybody else.
I saw he went up on the range to Brooks caddy. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And he was like, if your guy has a problem with me, tell him to say something in my face. And Brooks did.
They said Brooks got there and then walked over and talked to him. I mean, it's just a weird thing. And then I saw Slugger White, the head rules official, pretty much said that they're not going to penalize anybody because they play for a lot of money and, you know, it's their livelihood.
He had said that a couple months ago. He was like, I feel like I'm taking food out of their mouth. Well, you're also maybe...
The rules are the rules.
He could be affecting somebody else playing, and he's getting in the way of other people from earning more money, maybe. It was kind of an asinine comment. Then Brooks made some statement today that he's going to work on his pace of play issues. I mean, sometimes I think the media outdoes it a little bit. Those greens are so fast. You got to be so careful. If you want to speed up play, don't make the greens 14 and put the pins on slopes.
Like, I agree that doesn't help, but taking 2 minutes and 20 seconds to hit an 8-footer.
He was about to hit it, and then his caddy stepped in, and he's like, check it out from this angle. And then he might have hit the worst putt I've ever seen.
Yeah, the thing is, it wasn't even close.
That was hilarious.
I mean, we play a lot of Tuesday night golf, and Nelly, one of the guys that plays with us, can freeze over putts. And I bet it doesn't take him over a minute to hit a golf shot.
And we think he's the slowest player in the world.
Yeah, and it took Bryson 2 minutes and 15 seconds to hit an 8-footer.
That's not good.
I don't know. But
he also paced off a shot. He went from, like, 75 yards out and paced off the whole thing.
Yeah. I don't have a terrible problem with that one, just because that one was kind of odd and all that. I have and he wasn't somewhere where he could get a yardage.
Yeah.
But I have a terrible problem with an 8-footer and taking that long to hit it.
I don't know. I just think sometimes, I mean, yeah, they caught that one on video, but a lot of the times I think it is just a little media getting behind this whole narrative.
Oh, I mean, it's the social media mob mentality.
Yeah.
And everybody,
I mean, they're still getting done before coverage is supposed to end.
Oh, God. Who cares?
Well, I don't know.
Speaking of that, CBS coverage is done for the year.
Are you happy about that? It's no more Bellionis?
Yeah, who cares? Like? NBC.
NBC? All right.
NBC has the rest of it.
I gotta try and watch these last couple.
Like, CBS is, I don't even want to get off on the coverage, but it's just so bland. It doesn't feel like, it's like they just show random golf shots. Like, oh, here's Spieth 20 feet from par and he made it. And you're like, okay, well, how did he get there?
Where did he end up finishing?
He ended up okay. One of my picks, John Rahm, ended up second. Why don't you tell us about your lock of the week?
Yeah, which one?
Well, I'll go ahead and say that Patrick Cantlay to finish in the top 10. He finished 12th. He missed it by one shot.
Yeah, one shot.
So there goes the college fund.
You had another one that you threw out there that you didn't even let me try and get behind. You just threw it on Twitter, Matthew Wolf.
Oh, the first round?
Yeah.
I mean, we just got off the podcast. Spieth hit it out of bounds 3 days in a row. He shoots the highest round on Saturday. And then the first round matchup with Matthew Wolf, I was like, oh, that is just like begging stealing money. He lost by two.
Spieth finished sixth for the week. Pretty good. I had Snedeker over Woodland for the week. And he won that going away. And then
who was the top Asian?
CT Pan. That was my pick. And now I get a sushi lunch, which at the time when we made that little thing, I didn't realize how ironic it was that we were picking Asians and then going to eat sushi food. I put that tweet out with the, it was like a, I'm trying to find it. Found the picture.
We just like sushi.
It showed a screenshot of the, I know we just like sushi, but it was kind of funny. I sent the tweet out and it just said sushi. And I'm like, should I have done that?
Yeah, of course.
There it is. He won by a shot. Hideki Matsuyama made a double on like 16.
Oh,
he was leading. Not leading the tournament, but leading the low Asian deal.
Of course. Well, yep. I told you Ben On was going to beat him. And what did Ben On finish? Five under?
Five under, two back.
Man.
Yep. That was a good deal. So I got to collect on my sushi lunches sometime.
Yep. Anyway, now they move on to the BMW Championship.
Yeah.
As we said, in Medina, 70 guys. There will be a little more excitement this week because the top 30 guys get in the Masters next year.
Yeah, all four majors, I think.
I think you're right. I think they get in everything. So, yeah. I mean, you're going to have some, like, Harold Varner had a good week last week. He's never played in the Masters. So, anyway, you're just going to have some guys that'll get in the Masters that have most likely never played in it.
No, it'll be good. It's awesome, too. They're playing it at a major championship venue. Where did they play last year? I feel like they didn't play there.
I honestly have no idea.
Keegan Bradley won last year, right? The BMW.
I think you're right.
Yeah, but that'll be interesting to see that. Do they pair them by their ranking in the FedEx Cup? I think they did that last week, right?
They did for the top certain number of guys. I don't know if they will this week or not, to be honest.
Tiger goes at 11:54. I don't know much about Medina other than the 99. I mean, some of those shots were incredible. I was watching some highlights today.
So Tiger's got to have a good week to get in the Tour Championship. Yeah. He's like 37th or 8th in the FedEx Cup now.
That'll suck if he can't defend his title at that limited field net event. I'm sure he's
going to. Imagine if he gets in and starts at even par, 10 shots behind Koepka.
I don't know why. Yeah, whatever. You do you, Tiger. He should just go home, go hang out on his boat. I really thought he was done for the year after he withdrew. I'm going to get all fired up about this again.
Well, the real drama from this past weekend was the Corn Ferry Tour finals.
I did get a chance to see some of that.
Holy cow.
Yeah. Poor Vince India.
Yeah. If you weren't watching, so the Corn Ferry had their final event that determined the top 25, and then also 26 or 75 are exempt for next year on the Corn Ferry Tour and get into the Corn Ferry Tour finals. And Vince India was kind of bouncing all over the place.
He started like 119.
But going into 18, he was, 50? Was he in the
50th? Yeah, he was in really good shape.
I mean, he needed a par.
Yeah.
Basically to finish in the top 50 or maybe top 60 on the money list. And a bogey made him.
He made double.
Yeah, I don't know what a bogey made him, but he ended up making a double.
Mm-hmm.
And he finished 83rd on the money list.
Yeah.
I think that's right.
That gets him into the final stage of Q School.
Or maybe he was 85th. Right. But he was
irrelevant.
Yeah. He did not finish the top 75. He barely got the spot into the final stage Q school.
And they had every one of those shots. I mean, that was sad to watch.
And that last hole, I mean, they were hitting drivers and irons into a par five, and the pin was obviously front left, and he hit it in this bunker. And he claims he wasn't even hitting it at the hole.
You watched that interview?
Yeah. And, I mean, the ball almost went in the hole, and it goes off this back collection area. He drops. He gets a bad lie because he goes into a drain. He drops, hits it, and rolls back to him. Then he hits it over the green and gets up and down. And, oh, it was painful to watch. And then...
He had never made it to the finals either.
Yeah, and then the guy right behind him, Scott Harrington, ends up making a birdie. I think he had a 5 or 6 iron in on the second shot, made an easy birdie and secured his top 25 finish.
Yeah.
And got on the tour, and he kind of became the story. He's 38 years old. I remember playing with him at the Porter Cup 1 year because I was like, Scott Harrington. And then he's 38. I was like, oh, okay, well, that would make sense. And he's been out there. I just can't imagine being out there that long and not having made it to the PGA Tour.
Just grinding.
And then his wife had 2 years ago, I think they said she had breast cancer. Or no.
Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. And he took time off to take care of her. And then, I mean, it was crazy. So, good for Scott Harrington. Hope he does well, but he kind of became the story. Him and Vince Indy right there.
There was some other interesting stuff there, too. Vince Whaley missed a cut right on the number, but he was 25th, or right around 23rd, so he had to wait around all weekend, punching all these numbers, seeing what's going to happen. Last year, they did it based on money. This year, they created this points list.
Yeah, I saw that.
Did you see Chris Baker finished 26 on the points, but he would have been top 25 on the money?
Yeah, him and Vince Whaley switched.
They flip-flopped. Can you imagine being the first guy that misses out on that because of the switch and the points?
A little farther down the list, only because we're Laura Looney's and follow the Ed Laura tracker.
Yeah.
Ed Laura missed like a 15-footer for birdie on the last hole that would have gotten him to 73rd or 4th. Instead, he finished like 82nd.
Ah.
But he was like 75th in money. But on the points list, he was...
So he goes the wrong way, too.
I guess he can go to the final city Q school. But he's a guy he's probably 40.
The points list makes sense to me, though, because some of those events have such varied purses.
Right.
It's just because of what the sponsor puts up in the hometown, you know. There's a lot more fluctuation that way. So the points list makes a lot of sense. I'm glad that they made that change. Do they do a points for the Korn Ferry Finals going forward? Or is it a money?
It's a points.
Okay.
But it's the same thing because every purse is the same.
Right.
Every purse is $1 million.
They're jacked up from 700,000 to a million.
Yeah, a million, which is nothing compared to the PGA Tour. Right. The winner of these next three events will get $180,000. Whereas on tour, you don't very rarely see anything less than a million.
Except
now.
For the Barbasol and the...
Right. Yeah. And those are still... 600?
No, I think it's north of 700, maybe. But that's still good.
I mean, 180 on.
Yeah.
It's pretty pitiful. But the. So, do you want to get into the Korn Ferry now?
Sure.
So, the Korn Ferry, I think a lot of people may be confused on how it kind of what's going to happen. So, they've got three tournaments. So you've got 1 through 75 on the Korn Ferry money list, mm-hmm. and then you have 126 through 200 off the PGA Tour money list.
Yeah, and then there's also a few special medical then
you've
exemptions.
Got, you've got people that – you also have people like Victor Hovland, people that are non-members that have enough
– Yeah.
that have enough points to be able to play in it, and there are 5 or 6 of those. So those, I think I saw it's 138 guys because you get some overlap between
you know, the PGA Tour 126 or 200 and the and that. But yeah, then you got the FedEx Cup points list. Victor Hovland, Justin Harding, David Lipscomb, Lipsky, Shubhankar Sharma. Ooh, that was a bad pronunciation. And Charlie Danielson. And then you have some medical exemptions like Boo Weekly and Jamie Lovemark. Man, that's some strong players. That medical exemptions. You got Ben Martin, Morgan Hoffman, John Huh, Jamie Lovemark, Grayson Murray, Brandon Hagee, Boo Weekly, Freddie Jacobson, Smiley Kaufman, and Steve Marino.
Yeah.
That's pretty strong.
It is.
So those...
That must be seeing that. So Claxton must be done. He's out of stones,
yeah,
I think.
So.
He must be out.
So the so these 138 guys are going to play. The guys from 1 through 25 on the Korn Ferry Tour are guaranteed spots. And those guys are basically playing for the priority ranking in that 1 through 25. And I did read where basically that number one spot, if you've ended up in the number one spot, you're exempt for the year out there, which is really, you get in the players, you, and you're exempt for the year.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that is...
And you never have to reshuffle.
Right. So those event and those points are cumulative. So you... Those 25 guys are carrying over their points and adding to it. And so those will be 1 through 25. Then the other guys, so you've got 113 guys playing for 25 spots essentially.
Right.
And but they also said the number one guy out of that's not on that 1 through 25 is exempt for the year.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got two.
And then what they do, they alternate. So like, they'll take one from the Korn Ferry full list, then the next guy will be the one from the finals, then two from the money list, two from the finals. I think they flip-flop back and forth.
Right, all the way to 50.
Yeah.
And that just determines your priority ranking to start.
How you can sign up for the events.
Right. And so, like I said, they got the three events coming up.
One thing I wish that they... The word finals, I think, probably confuses a lot of people because we've always had, like, final stage of Q school, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's always like, hey, I made it final stage. I got confused when somebody was like, oh, that gets them into the Korn Ferry finals, thinking that that just exempted somebody into the final stage. I wish that they'd just call it the Korn Ferry playoffs.
Right. I mean, it's a... It's very complicated because you've...
It's going to be on TV... That'll be good.
Yep. So you, basically 50 guys are getting their cards, but you already know the first 25. But then after the 50th guy, the next 25 from that that aren't already exempt are on the back on the Korn Ferry Tour. So you can get some sort of fully exempt status out there. And then I think maybe after that you get maybe you, some of the guys go back to the final stage Q school, which is in December.
Yeah.
Which can get you status on the Korn Ferry Tour.
Right.
But I don't know. It's, you know, and I don't, people that may listen to this podcast may know or not, but, you know, you used to have Q school and you went straight to the PGA Tour and then they changed it and they said, no, Q school is going to be for just to get you on the Korn Ferry. They wanted everybody to go through the Korn Ferry is what they want.
I don't like that.
I don't either. It just, completely ruins the dream of what Q school is supposed to be about.
Just some journeyman like Tommy Gainey can go get to the final stage of Q school and go all the way through. This kind of keeps the good old boys out there, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
The thing is, if you can finish in the top 200 on the money list on the PGA Tour, you are going to have three events against a somewhat limited field and have a pretty good chance to go back onto the
they got 22% chance basically based on the numbers.
Well, you've got
113 extra,
113, 25 guys out of 113. That's better than a 20% chance.
That's
pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for playing well. But they so they go Ohio. The weird thing is they go Ohio, then they play Boise, Idaho, and then they go to Indiana.
That's a tour championship.
So,
mean, who came up with those three events?
Boise's always been a staple on there. So has the Nationwide. The Tour Championship moves around a little bit.
Yeah.
I mean, the Boise, or the Nationwide Children's, is at the Scarlet Course in Columbus.
And then Boise Open, and then the Tour Championship is in Newburgh, Indiana, at Victoria National Golf Club. Which,
okay, they played there last year,
They've played there, and they say it's kind of quirky.
Really?
So, I don't know, but
it's a grind. We got some friends from the pod in there, though. B. Todd's playing.
I mean, the people playing in the Corn Ferry Finals, to me, is pretty amazing. Obviously, you got the 1 through 75, but, I mean, if you just start looking at the 1 through 26 on the PGA Tour, I mean, pretty much you know almost every name on there.
Yeah.
If you follow golf. Dom is playing, Johnson Wagner, Bo Hosler, Harris English, Jonathan Bird.
DJ Trahan's back.
DJ Trahan, Joey Garber, Fabian Gomez, David Hearn, Ollie Schneiderjans, Brendan, Hunter Mahan, Billy Hurley. I don't know where
Bryson Worley? Is he playing?
Bryson Worley. Kevin Chappell? How is Kevin Chappell? I mean, Ben Crane. I mean, those are just only some of the names, but
right.
It's crazy how those guys are just so up and down. Like, Ollie Schneiderjans a few years ago.
Can't miss kid.
Yeah, now he's back at...
How about Richie Wierenski finished 2 points out of
Pat Perez?
And Pat Perez is already exempt for next year based on a win.
126.
Yeah.
For Richie Wierenski.
And what were we saying? We were talking to John Wright the other day because Richie Wierenski's wearing the Springer Mountain logo. And he was saying that his dad got all pissed, not John Wright's dad, but Richie's dad got all pissed off because Richie went on a hog hunting trip and skipped out a tournament like late in the season.
And then missed it by 2 points.
Oh. That's one cut. One cut would have done it. Yeah. That's got to be just heart-wrenching. I mean, he's still going to get a bunch of starts next year. He's got a chance to get it back, but...
But yeah. Like you said, the problem with being in the 126 through 200 category for next year is that you can't get out of it.
Right.
Unless you win. So even if you get in there and play very well, there's a decent chance that you're not getting...
Mm-hmm.
Any more starts than you already would have. I mean, he's as good as he can get in that category right now.
Right. You can get changed through that category.
Right.
It only shuffles in that category only, though.
Yep.
Is there anywhere to get lines on the Corn Ferry Tour?
Tell me Bovada doesn't have it?
I don't know. I've been trying to look.
Top Asian player this week. Yeah. CT Pan's plus 750. If you want to. His Sundog Monkey says throw a few quid on him.
Sundog. How's he been doing this year?
I don't know.
I don't understand all his betting. It confuses me. Well, no, you can't get it. There's. You can get the Nationwide.
Sure, you can get the Nationwide.
Victor Hovland plus 1,000 to win. Where are they going to have
B? That's 10-1.
Where are they going to have B Todd? Throw a few quid on B Todd.
He's pretty low.
I'm still scrolling.
Wow, 150-1.
There you go.
All I keep hearing is about is all these 66s he's shooting.
That must be par for him lately.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He does do that a lot.
150-1.
That's great. You can bet on the Corn Ferry Tour. That's hilarious.
Yeah. But what else you got on the Corn Ferry Tour? Friends. You got all these friends out there.
On the Corn Ferry Tour?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of good storyline. I mean, one storyline is pretty cool. Justin Lauer, he's been chasing it for a little bit. He just barely missed out on the 25. Root for him. Where did he end up finishing? Shoot, he went way back. He finished 44th. So he didn't just miss out on it. Scotty Scheffler tried to... He's a Texas guy. Tried to get him on the pod. We'll see. Zach Blair's back on tour.
Yeah, he locked up his card.
Do you remember when I used to ask him if he played golf every day?
Yeah, you asked him that about every day.
You know what he said last week? He said he plays over 30 days a year where he plays at least 36 holes of golf in that day.
30 days a year, so once a month?
No.
That'd twice like a month. Three times a month. God. Once every 10 days.
Yeah. I've seen him have videos where he played in the morning on tour, and he's out again in the afternoon playing a muni course nearby. He just can't get enough of it.
You don't think you play that much golf?
No, no chance. No chance. I probably haven't played 36 holes in a day this year.
That's disappointing.
I know. I'm losing it. I'm getting old. I told you. I'm dying of old age.
You did come kind of limping in tonight.
Well, I sat in a chair funny the other day. I'm just on the injured reserve now.
How did your tournament go in Elba?
It was fun. It was a three-man scramble with my buddies Chico and Cody.
What'd y'all shoot?
14 under and 15 under.
And that wasn't any good?
I finished second.
Oh, well, that's not bad. So did y'all get some money back?
Yeah. We played one team that if you have like somebody that's over 60, they get to move up a tee box.
Oh, yeah.
And if you have a woman, she can play the red tees. They had
both?
They had one dude who could bomb the ball. They had a 65-year-old guy that could really hit it out there and didn't hit it dead straight. And then they had a woman that swung it awesome. And she'd hit it right near the greens most of the time. So it's just like they're hitting 7-irons into par fives, and we're trying to hit 3 with the driver off the deck.
What'd they shoot? Did they 16, beat y'all?
Yeah, 16 and 15. So dang. We tied them the second day.
So they beat y'all by 2?
Mm-hmm.
So they were pros.
They're pro scramblers. Yeah.
I mean, when you figure out to find a woman that can hit it and a 65-year-old man.
This is playing. I mean, 14 and 15 is pretty good. You got to make a lot of putts. There's no mulligans.
Mm.
It was fun. I don't know if you've ever been to Elba. A little 9-hole course. You play it twice.
Really?
They had some different tees. Sometimes they just moved the tee back a couple of paces. You played white the first time, blue the second.
Like, who put this tournament on?
Elba Country Club. They got a whole barbecue circuit down in, like, northwest Florida. That's South awesome. Alabama. You can play one of these every week. They're a riot. I mean, my buddy Chico had 2 golf carts that he trailered in. I tried to get a picture.
Hold on. He trailered in golf carts?
Yeah. So everybody brings their own golf. I should have got a picture of they have this whole grassy area where everybody parks. And it looks like a boat launch because there's just truck with trailers. Everybody brings their own golf cart. And they're all decked out. It's a riot. I mean,
that's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's the second or third one I've played with them, and it's been the same thing every time. Like they have places where they go park their trucks with their trailers, and they just bring their carts in.
Mm-hmm. So where did y'all stay?
Stayed at Chico's house in Dufuniac.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, about an hour away.
Nice.
Yeah, it was a big time.
And he trailered in golf carts.
Mm-hmm.
I've never heard of such a thing.
It probably saves us like $50 in cart fees for the weekend. Yeah.
I mean, and everybody trailers in golf carts.
Just about. I mean, the local guys have their own carts that they just park there. But, I mean, there were 30 trailers in the grass parking lot.
Learn something new every day.
Maybe more. I should have got a picture of it.
That's unbelievable.
I thought it was just normal for the South. You've never seen it before.
I've not seen people trailer in their own golf carts to a tournament. I've seen plenty of people with their own golf carts.
Yeah.
Just driving them around.
What did you do? You didn't play golf. Oh, you did. We haven't even talked about you playing golf. I came out and watched you on Friday. Wow, we didn't even talk about that. Stewart played the club championship this weekend.
Yeah. Finished third.
72-73?
Yeah. It was pretty painful.
Did you hit it better on Saturday?
I hit it much better on Saturday.
You did?
I texted Brendan Friday night, and I said, I'm getting stuck underneath it. What do I need to do? Like, what's my fix?
What do you do?
Just gave me a few little tips to hit it better, but I putted horribly. I hit 8 greens on the back. I got up and down the one green I missed, and I shot 38 on my last 9.
Mm. He made bogeys on two par fives.
Yeah.
On the week.
Bogeyed 13 twice. Bogeyed
13 twice.
Three-putted. Well, I three-putted from like 15 feet on Saturday.
Unbelievable. But
It was pretty disappointing. I made four birdies and five bogeys in 36 holes. It's not going to get it done.
No, but you'd think it would in that most years.
But I tell you what happened is, so Jim Foote shot 143, Lee Rogers shot 144, I was 145, but Lee Rogers won the net, so he won first net, so I got second gross.
You can only win one?
Yeah.
Does that get a more pro shop credit or something?
We actually both got the same.
How did Lee Rogers bogey 18?
Oh, man, he hit it.
Because he was tied for the lead going into 18.
Yep, Jim bogeyed 17 to for lead a time, and Lee hit it to the right.
Off the tee?
Yeah, and I don't want to say he got a bad break because he hit it right, but, I mean, there are a million places over there where he would not have been bad, but he was, I mean, from me to you from a tree over there, and we're 4 feet apart?
Yeah.
And he was kind of... He was on a root, kind of, and he couldn't take a full backswing. I mean, it was, like I said, like Cabo used to say, my old assistant coach, the ball goes where you hit it. But that was a pretty poor break for a drive that wasn't that bad.
Not that far off line.
So he could hit it. He hit it up there maybe 30 yards short of the green, and he turned. I was riding with him. And the pin was on the middle left, so he had to pitch it over a bunker.
Yeah.
And this is the guy that I auto-pressed a few weeks ago for going to fat grips on his wedges.
Well, he also started a GoFundMe to try and go to short game school. Yes,
and he looked at me driving up. He said, I've been trying to avoid this shot the entire tournament. That's before he hit it. And he actually hit I thought it was a pretty good shot because we drove up there and the lie was very bare. And he was like, oh, shit.
And, he couldn't say he was in an aeration hole.
Yeah, no. I was like, come on, Lee. Chip it in.
Yeah.
I wanted Lee to win. They both weren't going to make bogey. I was two behind, and I mean, Jim was 25 feet. So I was like, chip it in. Come on. And he hit it. He hit a pretty good shot to maybe 15 feet behind the hole. And Jim two-putted, and Lee missed it. That was it.
Lee had it going on Friday. I mean, he was four under through 10 and missed a few short putts. He was playing right behind you, so I was trying to keep up with him a little bit. It's good to see him playing well. I know he's had battles with that short game. That's never fun.
And speaking of playing well, I mean...
John Wright
on Friday shot a 73.
With five lip-outs on the back nine?
Yeah, he was striking it. Me and we were playing with Cooper Embry. We weren't real sure if there weren't some rules violations because JP would occasionally come in and read putts for him.
I was just like an as-needed caddy. Yeah. That's okay.
But JP read this hard-breaking, like, 20-footer for par on 18.
We took some time with that.
Yeah, y'all did. He grinded the last three holes. But, I mean, well-deserved.
Drilled that putt.
Made a 20-foot. I mean, the thing probably broke a foot left to right. I mean.
At least.
And just went right in the hole. And I don't know if JP or John was happier.
We were both pumped. We were running off that green. It was great.
It was.
I still can't get over that fairy bunker he hit on 7.
Yes.
So there's a fairy bunker on 7 at Chattahoochee.
One of the few on the course.
He actually hit a good tee shot. I don't know how it got in there.
Yeah.
I thought he was just over the hill. He gets up there, and we're sitting back in the fairway, and he just picks it clean to about an inch.
Yeah, maybe an inch. Like when I was walking up to the green, I wasn't sure it wasn't leaning like against the flag.
Yeah,
and it was impressive.
Yeah, I enjoyed. I only planned to stick around for the front nine with you guys.
Then you just couldn't leave.
I couldn't leave that. If he had gone the other way, I would have never heard the end of it.
JP rooted him on and. Drank them out of White Claws.
Yeah, they didn't have any more White Claws. Oh, well. But that was good. Do you want to do a lock of the week or an auto press of the week?
We can do both.
Well, we're going to do both. Which do you want to do first?
I mean, we'll do the auto press of the week. And I mean, you mentioned it earlier. I cannot believe people are trailering in golf carts for a
that's not an auto press.
Three main scramble.
That's a boss move.
That is absolutely an auto press.
No, it's not. Nah. You can't hate it till you've seen it.
Well, that's what I'm auto pressing this week. Well, I'm auto pressing people who trailer in golf carts.
I'm gonna auto press Stewart then for auto pressing that. I'm auto pressing Will Peoples. Withdrawing from the club championship the morning of.
That was no good.
Inviting me to go to lunch with him.
That same day. Yeah. I don't know.
Can't do that.
I know. We had it all set up. We had a foursome set up. We were going to get a good match. And then Peeps WDs. And it just kind of fell apart.
Yeah. Said he had to work on Friday afternoon.
Nobody works on Fridays anymore.
My lock of the week. I'm gonna have Adam Scott as the top Australian player at +110. There's only three of them.
By the way, if you listened to JP last week, and you bet $100 on both of his picks, you would have won $1,200.
Boom.
And you would have lost 100 on me. So what are you going with? I need to write it down.
You're writing down my win last week?
Yeah.
I'm writing down Adam Scott as a top Australian player at +110.
Who? Him and Jason Day?
And Mark Leishman, which I'm a little bit weary about Leishman. But
Jason Day has been struggling. Did you see that he is no longer working with Stevie Williams?
Yeah.
They worked like six events, and that was about it.
He said Stevie's too intense and too much of a pro for him or something.
I just heard him say something about he was too old school.
Yeah.
I guess that's maybe what it means. So I will take... I'm going to try to pick somebody else finishing the top 10. Guy that played good last week and has actually played good all year, Abraham Answer.
Locked up tour championship run.
+425 to finish in the top 10.
I like that. That's a good one. You ever mess around with these first round leaders?
No, those are terrible bets.
My brother loves them.
God. I've looked at them, but I just, like, I don't.
They're just funny.
You might as well just throw a dart.
That's what people do with winners. I mean, I don't know.
Last week, what do you think Troy Merritt to be the first round leader would have been?
I think John Rahm could do pretty well this week for a winner. And
finished second last week.
Yeah, I like him. And then I think Ricky Fowler's due to play well.
Oh.
So that's what I've got going there.
So you've got Ricky, and Rahm to win.
Oh, and I can get a third. I need a third then. I don't know. I'm not picking a third. I'm just picking those two.
All right. Well, I only pick two as well. I'm gonna ride Patrick Cantlay. Had a good week last week, 12th. And then I'm going for the double back-to-back, Patrick Reed.
Mm.
Somebody tends to get hot in these playoffs, and it just kind of...
They ride it. You're right. Keegan Bradley did it last year. DeChambeau. They both did it last year.
Yeah. Well, and now you're going to end up with... you got half the guys. You got 70 guys.
Right.
And half those guys probably aren't playing that well.
Yeah, Tiger. So we got 69 guys with Tiger playing. Jason Day, 68. I think Jason Day, I got into this discussion earlier today. I think he's one of the most overrated players we've ever had.
Mm.
And he's always hurt.
Oh, I mean, I hate...
If you sneeze on him, his neck breaks.
I don't like his always, fragile nature.
He's always making these woe is me comments, and now he's firing Stevie Williams.
I tell you what, going back to some of my amateur golf days. So Jason Day's 5 years younger than me. You're not going to like this.
No, I know. We've talked about this on the podcast
have
before.
We?
Yeah.
To Sonny Hanna?
Yeah, because he had played Monroe the week before.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he was 18, I was 23, And
he might have been 17.
He could have been.
He played Monroe when he was 17.
I had just graduated, and he was coming up, and he was the most impressive putter I've ever seen. I mean, he shot like 63.
Gee.
At Sonny Hanna making everything.
He's good, but I don't think he's one of the best ever.
No, I don't either.
Yeah. That's all I got for the week.
Well.
Go Spencer. USAM.
Yeah, everybody.
Go, we got a lot of friends playing. B. Todd, Spencer, Robert Streb, Dom.
It's a good week for golf. And then
a lot of TV coverage too. You can bounce around between the USAM, Corn Ferry, and the BMW Championship.
Yeah, and then I'm sure there'll be plenty to talk about next week.
Yeah, we'll get it going.
So, thanks for listening.
Yeah. Great putt, man. Ooh.